Okay, I'll be putting the lights back on, I can't even see what day it is right now. Okay, this Lee County Board Supervisors recess meeting, January 12th, 2021. Meeting now called to order. Do y'all wanna have any conference or anything and talk amongst you before we start interviewing? You all wanna get right to, what about those others, are they, did you get those canceled?
Yes, we'll reschedule them at a later date.
So we just got.
Yeah.
So this food is all we got?
I'm like Robert, I'd really look at somebody about interviewing them.
Yeah.
Well.
Get a little body language, y'all know.
Yeah, motion going closed session anytime before you get started talking too much.
Yeah, I understand.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
All right, Mr. Chairman, need to affirm that only proper things were discussed in closed session.
Yes.
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 Yes. I guess we've done went through reports and recommendations of the board, I guess, got any recommendations from you?
I have nothing.
I guess I took that for granted, I assumed we went over everything we wanted to, board member.
First name?
So all we need now is a motion to come out until.
Motion to adjourn.
Adjourn till the board meet.
We gotta hire her.
I didn't know if she's gonna do it or wait till Tuesday, I wasn't sure what.
Well, we can do that now, if you wanna call them and let them know so they can start.
Yeah.
The process of their 2-week notice, I guess.
Okay.
I make a motion that we hire Roscoe Hensler and what's?
Daniel Giles.
Daniel Giles. For their work program at 32.5 each.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
With the start date of February 1.
Right.
Had to give them time to go ahead and start giving her notice.
I hope I got a place for them to go then. They may not have phone service or anything for a few days.
Just tell them to pick up trash for the first few days.
Hey, I know this.
Well, like I said, they might be able to paint their offices too.
I do have one more thing, did you get a chance to check on those AT&T FirstNet Pro plans? For like our officers and everybody?
No, I haven't.
What I talked to Dane about is, and I talked to the sheriff already about it, you know, AT&T is the dominant, they are the dominant network in Lee County now.
They are.
Yeah, and
Telephone?
Yeah, cell service. And FirstNet service, which what FirstNet is, of course, you all already may know, but it is a first responder thing, and if you are a first responder and there's an emergency to where they have to shut the cell lines down, all first responders still have their service. So they can be gotten hold of if need be. And that's why AT&T actually put the money in to provide that network through here. And now that we've got those three little MBOs, of course, as of our conference call on Friday, was that Friday we had that conference call?
The last one was, yeah.
Friday, they said that they should be up and running by the 18th. Now, I know they've done come and put all the wiring on and everything, and they come done some testing at Keokuk yesterday, I know, so. Should be by the 18th, we will be able to look at how much coverage is those things have, and Cindy and I have talked a little bit about it, where he'd been in on some of the calls and stuff, but you know, there may be some pockets throughout the county that are never, you know, we can just live with the fact that they're never gonna get cell service to where we find a community that's never gonna get cell service, but it might be enough coverage to get maybe 30 or 40 homes or something like that. It's a very inexpensive way of getting service to the cell service to these people, and especially in areas where maybe rescue, fire may be involved some and don't have a certain signal till they get out.
Well, that'll be dependent too on having internet service.
Yes.
Because it has to have internet
feed. It does.
And we may, in looking at it, I think we probably need to sit down with Scott County and Scott County Telephone and look at what their plans are with Powell Valley Electric over the next 2 to 3 years and what areas they plan to get that service in.
And Matthew has talked about that. He and I talked quite often, and he had told me that, you know, that's something he would like to look at as far as helping us out through the county, that, you know, they can do all the work. As a matter of fact, when they come and install those things, they have an AT&T guy come in here, but he stayed, and I think he stayed at a motel or somewhere because he couldn't get his computer working or whatever. They done all the hookups. They, you know, as far as the attachments, they put everything up. Scott County did themselves. They done it all. They brought their own bucket truck, done it all. Now for the testing and some of the other stuff, they brought people from out of Richmond yesterday up down here.
So what are you saying? There's money for NDOs to the first
year? If you know, if some were down the line, I think it's a good investment of funds if we, you know, if we ever have any come available, which I know it's not very often you do, but I think right now, just my guesstimate on those things, I think it would be a great thing to invest in the near future if we can do it, if we can help one community or three or four communities. I mean, it's not a lot of money to make a big difference. That's all.
Okay. The motion to adjourn.
So moved.
You get one? Anybody want a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.